God has been a gracious God. Amen. And I tell you, when you think about the grace of God, it's enough to stop and shout about 5 minutes. And if you don't want to shout just in the privacy of your own heart, there ought to be a holy awe inside of our heart that God has been so gracious, been so good, and been so glorious. I had another message prepared, and a message that was going to carry me this morning and tonight. And on my way to men's prayer meeting yesterday morning, the Lord laid a thought on my heart on this Memorial Day weekend. And I want to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Today, this message is simply a message that uplifts the Lord God of glory. And our life is about Him. It's not about us. This church is about Him. It's not about us. I want to give you a special prayer request of a family that's really going through it. A family that the Lingerfelts know. And little baby's name, is it Lillian? Is that right? Little baby Lillian. About a month old. Stage 4 cancer. Can you imagine? Mother's with a little baby up in Cincinnati. The daddy's down here with the other children. The daddy's been sick a little bit, and the baby's immune system so far down that the daddy can't even visit with the little child right now. We don't understand things like that. Don't even try to figure it out. But I know one thing. I know I'm going to a place, but there'd be no more of that. I don't know what God's doing. How do you help somebody like that? I tell you what we can do. We can pray for her. We can pray for the little one. We can pray for the mom, pray for the dad, pray for the siblings, the grandparents. God is able to do anything He wants to do. I'm praying for a divine, miraculous healing, if that's the will of God. If God wants to heal her, He can do it just like that. If He chooses not to, that's in the counsels of the unknowable on our side. But we know that if something happens to that little one, she'll see the face of Jesus. We praise Him today. I just feel like lifting God up this morning. Just praising Him for His goodness. God has been good. We give Him glory. We give Him praise. Today, I feel the presence of God. And I like it when I feel the presence of God. This Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to be going to a lot of Scripture. And I do not expect you to keep up with me this morning. I would like you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. It'll take me just a moment to get there. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I want to preach to you on one word this morning. I'm not just going to say one word and be done. I'm saying I want to preach to you on one word. Preach a little while on it. And it's the word remember. The word remember. Let's pray together. Our Lord, we rejoice in our heart that we know You. Reminded what the book of Jeremiah tells us, that we're not to glory in anything except in the fact that we understand and know You as God. And I pray that You'll help us to trust You. Help us, Lord, to believe You. Lord, You know my heart today. I just want to praise You. To uplift our God. We're reminded that You inhabit the praises of Your children. And I pray that You inhabit with us today. Bend Your ear down low. Go back and forth among all the pews, all the hearts. And may we feel such a spirit among us today, the presence of God, that we'll leave today saying it's been good to be in the house of God. Bless us now on this Memorial Day weekend. We give this to You in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Memorial Day weekend. And the one word that comes to mind on Memorial Day weekend is the word remember. This is time set aside for us to remember those who have given their lives in active military service. No doubt these men and women who have given their lives were living for a cause bigger than themselves, and they should be remembered for their sacrifice. As a matter of fact, we give them honor today, and we remember their sacrifice today. May I say this to you, freedom comes from God, not man. But God has used men and women of the United States of America to give you the freedom to open your Bible here today. And this freedom is not to be taken for granted. We remember those who have given their lives. And I want to say thank you to those who are giving their lives even today. Those in active military service, even sitting here. Those who are veterans, God bless you for your service. We don't want to forget what you did for your God and for your country. We give praise to God for using folks such as you to give me the freedom to stand without fear and proclaim, thus saith the Lord. This is a day that we set aside to remember them. But today the Lord has laid on my heart a different thing to remember. Or should I say different things to remember. Within the pages of God's precious word, there are several things that when you do a Bible word study on remember or rememberest or remembered or forget not or forget. I mean, when you do a word study on all of that, there's so many things that pop up in God's word that God says, remember this, remember that. Don't forget this. Don't forget this. That's what I did. The Lord laid on my heart to do that word study. And while there are several things, just by means of introduction, I'm going to a main thought here, so just stay with me here. When you do a word study and you walk through Scripture on that word remember and things that we're not to forget but to constantly remind ourselves of, a list of these things just in the introduction here would be remember Lot's wife in Luke chapter 17, verse 32. That we're not to look towards the world but look towards the will of God. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 10, we're to remember the poor. We're not to forget those who need help. In Hebrews 13, 3, we're to remember the persecuted. Those who are being persecuted because of Christ and persecuted for the will of God and the Word of God. We're to remember those. By the way, there are a lot of our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who are being persecuted as I speak. And it's so easy in America to forget about them. And may God help us never to forget God's children, our brothers, our sisters, who are dying for their faith. Today, that may come to this country. I hope it doesn't, but it may. And may God, whatever comes, help us to stand firm. Amen. Some of these brothers and sisters of ours put me to shame. We get upset and we get a hangnail. The carpet's not the right color. No padded chairs. When men and women, boys and girls, are dying for their faith. God's word tells us in the book of Hebrews, remember the persecuted. May God help us to remember the persecuted brothers and sisters. Number four, all these things I could preach about, you know. But I'm trying not to. Number four, we're to remember to do good and help others. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Or number five, we're to remember in Acts 20, verse 35, how Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. You get bogged down in all those things. But the Lord led me in a different direction. He's laid on my heart for this message that we are to remember God. Remember the Lord. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you five things when you look up that word remember or forget not and all those kind of things. I'm going to give you five things about God that we're to remember. And I want to bring this to your mind on this Memorial Day weekend where we're remembering those who gave their life. The word remember, 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 don't forget. God says, I want you to remember me. That's what He says. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Nehemiah 4:14, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses. Isaiah 46:9, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there's none like me. Ecclesiastes, you're there. 12, verse number 1. Remember now thy Creator, the days of thy youth. It is God's will for us to remember Him. We are to remember God. We're not to forget God. May I say this to you? We live in a day where children of God are forgetting God. They're forgetting Him. In what they do, where they go, what they listen to, how they speak, how they live, they have forgotten God. I mean, even in the book of Jeremiah, just going by memory here, God says, what evil have your fathers found in me? That they have gone far from me. And they are out of their living waters and in the broken, muddy cisterns over here. He said, they've forgotten me. You know, if we're not careful, we will forget God. It is time that all of God's children remember Him. Remember Him at home. Remember Him in the workplace. Remember Him when you're getting ready to do that or say that or go there or think that. Remember God. Don't forget Him. Specifically, let me give you five things about Him that we're to remember. Five. And these are things that we need to remember every day of our life. Now, you can turn with me if you want, but I'm going to be going fast, so I don't think you're going to catch up with me, okay? Number one, it all centers around God. Remember God. Remember thy Creator. Remember the Lord thy God. What about Him are we to remember? Number one, we're to remember God's deliverance. Listen to these verses and see if you know where I'm going. Exodus 13:3, and Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Deuteronomy 5:15. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Deuteronomy 6:12. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 15:15. Thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Deuteronomy 16:3. That thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. Friends, Egypt is a picture of the world. And we know that the Israelites' deliverance from Egyptian bondage is a picture and a type of our salvation. That's what it is. Whenever the Red Sea parted and their past was trying to catch up with them, God delivered them out. He delivered them through. He told them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And they went through, and their past chased them, and God covered them. That is a picture of being born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. What we're saying is that salvation has nothing to do with us. It's the parting of the Red Sea. We were to stand still and see the salvation of God. And yet when He delivered our soul, when He delivered us out of Egypt, all that past that tries to nibble at your feet, all that past that God has forgiven, He is buried in the depths of the deepest sea. It is gone. He's delivered you. And may I say this to you? God wants His people to remember that they were bondmen in the land of Egypt, and He delivered them out. May I ask you a question? Don't answer it out loud. Don't shake your head. Just answer it silently in your heart. Has God delivered you from the land of Egypt? Are you born again, is what I'm asking. Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? If you have trusted Christ as your Savior and you are a born again child of God, He delivered you out of Egypt spiritually, and now He says, one thing I want you to remember is where you used to be. and where you still would be if I had not delivered you from Egypt. May we never get over the day we were saved. May we never forget the day when Christ became ours and when the Holy Spirit of God made His dwelling place inside of us. Ephesians 2, 11 through 13, wherefore remember, there it is, there's the word, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Here's what he's saying. Remember before you were saved. Remember that at that time you were without Christ. You were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You were strangers from the covenants of promise. You had no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He wants us to remember Him. What about Him? He wants us to remember His deliverance. I looked up there and saw them lights that blinded me right there just a minute. I mean, I looked back out and that light bulb was just right there in my left eye, you know. I'll not forget that anytime soon, I guess. Remember God's deliverance. Remember the day He saved you. May I say this to you? If you're here today and you say, I don't even know what you're talking about. I've not been saved. I need to be saved. Then why don't you make this the day to remember for all eternity? Be saved today. Number one, remember God's deliverance. Number two, remember God's Word. We see this. I'm reading all this. You can. By the way, if you're taking notes, help yourself. Or you can have a copy of this. I'll run it off and give it to you. Numbers 15, 38 to 40. Listen. Speaking of the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations. And they may put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them. And that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. Malachi 4, verse 4, remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes of judgments. Deuteronomy 8, 11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. Psalm 119, 16, 83, 93, 109, 141, 153, 176. Told you I'm going too fast. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Any questions? God says, don't forget me. Remember me. First of all, remember how I brought you out of Egypt. Secondly, remember that I've given you my word, my commands, and remember to obey them very particularly. Let me ask you a question. Did you remember the Word of God this week? Did you remember this book this week? You cannot remember this book and not read it. You cannot remember this book and not obey it. You realize that God wants you to read His Word. He wants you to listen to His Word. He wants you to memorize His Word. He wants you to meditate on His Word. He wants you to obey His Word. May I say this to you? It's all of the above. It's not, well, I'm reading it. Great. But that's not enough. Are you listening to me? I have high blood pressure. I'm trying to maintain it. I inherited it from my mother, I believe. Could have been my brother I got it from, but anyway. I take a pill. Hey, I'm not glad I have that. But it's good that they found it out. They call it the silent killer, you know. My grandmother on my mom's side died in her 30s. I never met her. She had a brain aneurysm. All of this, high blood pressure apparently, all these kind of things. I'm not excited I have high blood pressure, but it's good they found it. I'm not excited that I take medicine, but it helps maintain it. May I say this to you? It's good that I went to the pharmacy to get my prescription filled. And it's good I read the instructions, take one, not two. You understand what I'm saying? Or don't take half the bottle in one day, just take one pill. It's good to read. But if I don't swallow the pill, it's not going to do the work. Are you listening to me? If you just read the instructions but don't swallow the pill, that's not pleasing to God. God wants you not only to know what it says, He wants you to obey what it says. Remember my commandments to do them, He says. We're never to forget God's holy word. By the way, aren't you glad you have a copy of the inspired, inerrant, infallible word of the living God? I mean, this book is this is God's word. I mean, this is God speaking to us. Hey, what would you do if God showed up at Buffalo Ridge? By the way, He's here. But I'm saying if He showed up where you could see Him, you understand? I'm talking about in bodily form. If the Lord Jesus Christ was what I'm talking about right outside this door, and we know He's right outside this door. And we know whenever we open this door, the Lord Jesus Christ in all of His glory is going to walk out here and He's going to speak to us. Would you not want to know what He's saying and what He has to say? And would you not want to obey what He says? Are you listening to me? That's exactly what we have in this book right here. This is God's Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You know what the word inspiration means? It means God breathed, in-breathed. I illustrate it this way. It may be a poor way to illustrate it, but I illustrate it this way. God used men to pen the Word of God, but the Bible says they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God breathed it. The Holy Spirit moved upon them. I illustrate it by saying it this way. If I gave you a pen and I said, write this down for me, and I'm looking at you, making sure you're writing exactly what I tell you to write. Are you listening to me? Write this down. My name is Jody. Write it down. Write it down now. Are you listening to me? You may have written it, but I breathed it. It's my word. I'm the one telling you what to write, and I'm making sure you got it right. Are you listening to me? That's the word of God. God breathed this book. This come from God. There's no mistakes, there's no errors, there's no contradictions. We have the Word of God, and let us ever be a church that lifts the Bible up. Let's not ever come to church and preach man's philosophy. Let's not ever say, well, let's try it this way. No, let's just open the Word of God and say, thus saith the Lord. And let the Holy Spirit of God take the Word of God and penetrate your heart and convict where you need to be convicted and comfort where you need to be comforted and challenge where you need to be challenged and convert those that need to be converted. I'm telling you, the Word of God is where it's at. This is why we exist. This is going to live forever. Let us never forget this book. Shame on me if a day comes and goes and I've not spent time in the pages of this glorious book. Shame on me if there's a day that comes by and I'm tempted to go outside of this book and disobey a command of God when God said, thou shalt not, and I say, I'm going to do it anyway. Shame on me for that. You know what happens when I do that? I have forgotten the Word of God. We need God's children who remember God's Word. Remember God. What about Him? How He took you out of Egypt. Remember His deliverance. Remember His word. Number three, remember His leading. His leading. His guiding. Listen to this verse, Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. Thou shalt remember. Get this now. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Now, he's talking to the nation of Israel. And he had led them 40 years in the wilderness. He did some mighty things in that wilderness. He led them, the Bible says he led them through deserts and through pits. Look it up, Jeremiah chapter 2. Referring back to this time, he said, I led you through deserts and through pits and through the shadow of death, through. And he says, when they came to the end of the 40 years, he says, here's what I want you to do. Don't ever forget what I led you through. Don't ever forget the many things that I helped you with in this journey. Let me ask you a question. Has God faithfully led you in your journey? Has He faithfully led you through some things in your life? Yes. When you stop and consider what all the Lord has led you through, it should cause all of us to fall on our faces and worship and praise Him. We should never forget how our God has led us all the way. May I say this to you? I can look back at my life, and I'm not much, I know that. But I can look back in my life and I can see how God led me there. And how He led me there. And how He helped me there. And how He took care of that. And how He met that need. These 30 some odd years that I've been on planet Earth, I can just see the hand of God saying, right there, boy. Right there, son. Right there. Oh, watch that. Let me take that out of the way. Or no. I'm going to let you run up against it a little while, but then I'm going to show you another way around it. Or I'm just going to show you how good I am here. What am I asking? I'm asking, has He led you through some things? Yes. It's okay to talk to the preacher, friends. Just make sure it's good talk, okay? All of this. Think about your life for a moment. Think about your life. Nobody else. Yours. Look back on it. Can you stop and look back? Is the Holy Spirit right now pointing out things that He helped you with? That. He's helping some of you through something right now, isn't He? And He says, when I lead you through things, don't forget it. He's led me through so many things. It pales in comparison to some of the things He's led you all through. But He's led me through so many things. And I'm never to forget that. Hey, these military folks, the veterans, active military service right now, who've been overseas, would you raise your hand? You've been overseas? Hey, did God lead you through anything? Yes. Hey, it's only by the grace and mercy of God that we're not remembering you. You understand what I'm saying to you? God's been good, friends. And He's led us through so many things. And He tells His children right here, don't forget my leading you. Let me give you a fourth thing. Two more things, we're done. This kind of goes hand in hand with this, but this kind of makes it a broader sense, okay? We're to remember God's deliverance from Egypt. We're to remember God's word. We're to remember God's leading us in the wilderness. We're to remember, number four, God's goodness. We see this, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 7 to 9. Listen to this. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Let me paraphrase. Sounds a whole lot like America, honestly. What nation is there so great that has God nigh to them? What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this law? He's talking to his children, but we can apply this to us, friends. Our country was built on God. I don't care what the politicians say. Our country was built on the Word of God. And I'm telling you, what country's been so great that has had God so close to us? And what country's been so great to have the perfect law of God within it? Here's what he told his people. Only take heed to yourself. Keep your soul diligently, lest you forget. Deuteronomy 25, 19, therefore it shall be when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. That's what he says. He says, when I've given you rest and your life is dwelling in safety, don't forget it. 1 Chronicles 16, 12, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Psalm 63, 5 to 7, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. May I say this to you? It's good to have benefits. Insurance. There's benefits so much higher than insurance. It's the Lord's benefits. And God's Word said, don't forget the Lord's benefits. Let me ask you a question. How good has God really been to you? Well, he's not done anything for me. Really, take a breath. Where'd that come from? Amen. God has been good to us. He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. He's a perfect God. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's loving. He's kind. How good has God been to you? Has he helped you? Has he taken care of you? Has he met your needs? Are you dwelling in safety? Are you dwelling in a country that's safe? Hey, I know that some things are under attack, but what I'm saying to you, we still have liberty here. Are you enjoying the benefits of God? Don't ever forget them. Easy to do, isn't it? Let me ask you a question. You ever complained about something that really doesn't matter? I'll tell you one thing, this crazy weed eater. I'm speaking from personal experience, I guess. When you think about what we complain about, think about it. Mostly what we complain about means nothing in eternity, in my opinion. All I'm saying to you is we're spoiled. You ever been around a spoiled kid? They have toys all over them coming out their ears, and they're like, I only got one present. And they forgot about the one that didn't even open over here, you know. God's children are a lot like that. You know, what a shame it must be, and how it must break God's heart, I guess is what I'm saying, to give all of these benefits to us. We breathe his air, we drink his water. The health we have is he's given it to us. We use the eyes that he's given us, use the ears he's given us, speak with the tongue he's given us, think with the mind he's given us, have hands to grab something, feet and legs and all these kind of things, a heart that's pumping, for us to complain. Could it be we've forgotten him? Let me give you a fifth and final thing. We're to remember his deliverance, his word. We're to remember his goodness. We're to remember his leading through the wilderness. In closing today, we're to remember his resurrection. We see this in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Listen to this. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. It's the Apostle Paul speaking to Timothy. He's a young pastor. He's a young preacher. And when you read in 2 Timothy, as a matter of fact, I'm going to turn there just real quickly, because in context, let me just give you a little bit more of the context here. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 6, it says this. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. We deny him, he'll also deny us. What is Paul saying? What Paul is saying is this. He's in bonds here. He is training this young pastor. He is suffering for his faith. He's suffering trouble, all these kind of things. He's willing to die. Okay, Paul's saying all this. And he's saying, let me tell you the reason I'm willing to endure. Let me tell you the reason I'm willing to suffer trouble. The reason that I'm willing to be known as an evildoer, even under bonds here in verse number 9. He says, the reason I do this, and young man, you need to understand something. You need to remember something. You need to not forget something. Here's what you need to remember. Jesus is alive. That's what Paul's saying. He's saying, I can go on. I'm going to go on no matter what happens in my life, because I remember the tomb is empty. May I say this to you? Life gets hard. Life gets difficult. There may come bonds. You may have to endure some things. I'm talking about you may suffer trouble. But for a child of God, what gets you out of that is remembering that Jesus is alive. He's well. And because of that, there's a great day coming in the future for the child of God. 1 Corinthians 15:20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. On this Memorial Day weekend, as we remember those who have fallen for our country and for our God, let us understand that we need to remember God and all of His glory. And let us take heed to what Psalm 9:17 says. Listen to this. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. We are living in a nation, generally speaking, that is forgetting God, friends. But that doesn't mean that Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church has to. And as the nation gets further and further away, forgetting God, forgetting God, forgetting God, may we at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church stand up on our hind legs, so to speak, and say, God, we remember you, your deliverance of us and how you saved us, your precious word that you've given, and we will obey. The way you've led us all these years and how good you've been to us, and we'll never forget. On the morning of that third day, the tomb was left empty. God help us never to forget Him, but to constantly remember Him. On the flip side, Psalm 27 says this, 20 verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Remember the Lord. Change your life. Change mine too. Father, I pray that you'll take this simple thought and I pray you'll use it. Lord, I believe I speak for this church. I know I speak for myself. We desire to be a place that remembers God, that remembers our Lord, and how you've delivered us and led us and given us your word and been good to us, and that you're alive forevermore. Help us to stand firm upon you. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. As soon as they get prepared, I'm going to ask them quietly, just as quiet as they possibly can, just to begin to play through quietly. Has God delivered you from Egypt? Has God saved your soul? Has the Lord washed you with His blood? Have you know you're a born-again child of God? Would you raise your hand? You know you're saved. You know you're born again. Thank you. You can put your hands down. God bless you. If you raise your hand to that, God says don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget Egypt and how I took you out of it. But is there one today that say, Jody, I couldn't raise my hand to that, but I'll tell you one thing, I have a desire to. I could not raise my hand saying I'm born again, but I desire to be saved. I desire to go to heaven. I desire to know God as my personal Savior. And I need to be saved. I need to be born again. I could not raise my hand with the others, but I sure hope I can, and I trust I can. The next time somebody asks that question, would you pray for me? Is there anybody like that? Would you raise your hand in the air with mine? Anybody at all? You say, pray for me. Let me ask you this question. Has God and His Word been remembered in your life? Are you reading His Word every day? Are you trying to obey His Word? Is the Word of God precious to you? Are you remembering His Word? Have you say, Jody, God's speaking to me in that area. I have a Bible. God's speaking to me about it having a more important place in my life, whether it be something you're not obeying that you should, or maybe you're just not reading it every day, or maybe God's speaking to you about memorizing His Word, but just the importance of His Word, God is speaking to you about that. Is there anybody like that? Would you raise your hand in the air with mine? God bless you. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Thank you. How many today say, Jody, God has led me through some things. Boy, I can tell you some things that God has led me through. Have you have things like that? Would you raise your hand in the air with mine? Boy, that's most of us, isn't it? Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. Has God been good to you? Say amen. Don't ever forget it. Let me tell you why all this matters. Let me tell you why He could deliver you and why His Word matters and why He's still leading you through and He's still good to you. Let me tell you why. Because the tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. And because He's alive, so is hope. So is everlasting life. So is heaven. So is truth. You know what I desire to do with this service? Some are going to maybe come and join the church, or some maybe just need to make your profession of faith public, or some just may need to come and get something right. But here's my invitation to you. I think it's appropriate at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church just every now and then to focus our attention just on God. I'm talking about during the invitation time, to where we just come and say, God, help me remember you. Help me never forget your deliverance. Help me never forget your word. Never forget your leading in my life and your goodness to me. Never forget the empty tomb. I just want to bow on my knees or take a seat on the front pew or turn around in my seat and get on my knees. Whatever the case may be, I want to bow my head and just say thank you. Thank you for being God. So we're going to stand together quietly, if you wouldn't mind. I'm going to ask Brother Gary just to begin to sing. And if you want to come, if you're coming to join the church, whatever the case may be, if you just want to come and get on your knees and say, Lord, thank you for who you are, as he sings, would you come now? Come now. Would you do it?
Every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you.
Steve. You led her to Christ in the home. Is that correct? Wonderful. This is Holly Light over here. Holly, if you'll stand, and those with you can stand with you. Out on visitation, Brother Steve McNeely had the privilege of sharing the Lord Jesus Christ with her. And you are coming today to say that unashamedly you are saying that you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Is that true? Outstanding. And we're so happy for you. God bless you. It's not about feelings. It's about faith. But it sure feels good to know God is your Father. And we're thrilled that you're in the discipleship program. They started it today, I believe. That is exciting. And we're so happy for you. How many of you are happy for her? Say a big amen. I want you to stay right there. I'm sure many of our leaders will come by and shake your hand here momentarily. This is Jake Kaiser. Jake is a young man that God is transforming his life. He's in his mid-20s, is that right? Somewhere around that. He'd been invited to church, and the preaching of the Word of God was pricking at his heart. And on a Wednesday night, Brother Wade Farmer and I, he had set up this meeting and wanted to talk to us. God broke him in there. As a young man, he called out to God to ask God to save him, change his life. He's been baptized here. He's been out on soul winning, led his own brother to Christ, had his mom here with him. All these things. God's changing his life. God has great things in store for all these precious people. We give God the glory. He wants to join our church by statement. We've met with him, and we're so thrilled about this. God bless you. Amen. We'll vote on all these here. This is Mr. Galen and Miss Peggy Gosshorn. Precious people. She got assurance of her salvation in an Oliver B. Green tent revival, correct? Her husband led her to Christ. I believe I remember the story here, and then she got assurance. Oliver Green, isn't that something? We've met with them. They know the Lord. They've been scripturally baptized. And they've been seeking the Lord's will and believe it's God's will for them to join here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. They're coming by letter from Appalachian Baptist Church in Greenville, Tennessee. And to these folks who are joining the church, welcome. We're thrilled to have you. Help us win people to Christ and get after it. What's the pleasure of the church that we accept the Gosshorns by letter and Jake by statement into the membership of our church? Could I get Brother Steve, could I get a second, please? Brother Joe, all in favor, say aye and raise your hand high. Any opposed, same sign. So carry. It's official. You've signed your life over to us. Okay, I'm just kidding with you. Welcome to the membership of Buffalo Ridge. Please stay right there. We've got a gift for you, and our folks will come by. And please stay right over there, Holly. Our folks want to come by and greet you. Let's pray together. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Be back tonight. God willing, I'll start the message I was going to start this morning, okay? I'm going to ask our preacher, if you wouldn't mind, sir, to thank God for his goodness to us.
Father,